This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, filling in for Casey Dolan, who's away for a couple of weeks. Here's local news and commentary for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. For more than 5 years now, local physical therapist Sarah Grossman and her crew of supporters have been planning for the Jefferson Universal Movement Playground, also known as the Jump Playground, at H.J. Carroll Park in Chimicum. This will be an unprecedented place for all of the youngsters in Jefferson County, as well as their folks. The playground is designed to include the GT Wave, a net climber any child can play on, an accessible merry-go-round, swings, and a slide. There will be musical instruments, a big kaleidoscope, and a plankton-shaped climbing structure. This playground will also have fully accessible wheelchair-friendly pathways and turf, plus a serenity spot for kids who are on the autism spectrum or who just want a break. This Friday, the Jump Playground organizers are hosting a community build. If you're at least 18, you can join in as a volunteer, either from 8 in the morning until noon or from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Friday. This supervised project is happening at H.J. Carroll Park on State Highway 19 in Chimicum, and workers need to RSVP by emailing jumpplayground, all one word, at gmail.com. Volunteers must wear closed-toed shoes and be able to lift heavy objects and manage hand tools. The Jump Playground is funded by state and county grants, plus donations from the community, and the visionaries behind it still need financial support. To find out more about that and about the project's mission, here's the website, jumpplayground.org. And that email address again, jumpplayground@gmail.com. Congressman Derek Kilmer's office announced yesterday that Kilmer and U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm will visit the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in Squim today. This is the Energy Secretary's first ever visit to Washington State. She'll tour the Squim campus, the only marine research facility in the U.S. Department of Energy's complex, in the wake of the Senate's passage of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. According to the press release from Kilmer's office, this visit today, quote, underscores the department's commitment to working with President Biden to battle climate change, lower energy and transportation costs for American households, and reinvigorate domestic manufacturing, end quote. Kilmer's office notes, too, that the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory campus in Squim is uniquely positioned for marine-based research, focused on helping the nation achieve sustainable energy, a sustaining environment, and coastal security. Kilmer and Energy Secretary Granholm will take part in a roundtable discussion with Olympic Peninsula community leaders today. The topic, according to the announcement, is community collaboration opportunities for climate and energy resilience out here in the rural areas. And for the first time since 2019, the Jefferson County Fair is back in full this Friday through Sunday. We're talking horse shows, the 4-H cat show, chicks, ducklings, sheep, llamas, rabbits, many other creatures. For kids, the fair has, among other things, bouncy houses of several kinds, a walk-on-water ride, and Lego robot demonstrations. There's also a breakfast at the fair restaurant on all three mornings from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Gates at the fairgrounds at the entrance off 49th Street open at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then activities go until 9 Friday and Saturday night, and just until 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Local musicians will appear, including the Olympic Express Big Band, Sound Advice, the Dukes of Daybob, Rhythm Ride, and the Port Townsend Summer Band. All of this live music is included in the price of fair admission. And I must also mention the Master Gardeners presentations, the hip-hop show, the goat milking demonstrations, and on Friday night, a dance. For all of the poop on the events and to get tickets in advance, see jeffcofairgrounds.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz. Thanks for listening.